T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Opening night of the NBA.
Yes!
Not for the Heat. That's not till Thursday, but the NBA opens tonight. That's exciting.
I can't wait.
Of course, we've got another pair today of Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. They're coming to Hard Rock Stadium, August of 2022. We've got tickets to give away every day this week. Had a winner yesterday. We will get a winner today. I'll explain to you how you can win those tickets. Did you watch the Titans Bills game last night?
Yes.
So the key to Ryan Tannehill is getting Derrick Henry in the backfield.
Yes.
Okay. So silly, and people tweet me last night. They're like, hey, Tannehill looks pretty good. Yeah, and he does. You know what's weird with him? When they need a drive, when they need a third down, you feel pretty confident with him, even when they're passing. In fact, they went for it on fourth down at one point, and he passed. It was like fourth and one or fourth and two. You'd think that they'd hand it to Derrick Henry. They actually passed and got the first down. But, you know, as silly as that is, okay, you got to get Derrick Henry, and then Ryan Tannehill's a superstar quarterback. There is some analogy to be made with the Dolphins and that. Right. So if you look at Tua and, you know, if you think his upside potential is Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee or greater, you see the importance of the pieces that are around him. And I would submit that not having a running back, we talked about it yesterday, not having a running back and for the second year in a row, being adamant, we don't need a running back. I think you see last night, if you watch that Titans game, and I'm not saying you're going to go out and find Derrick Henry because he's a monster, but man, does that make any quarterback better when you have someone like that? And then take it to the opposite side as far as you can. And it's not, I mean, I guess it does shade Myles Gaskin and Malcolm Brown and Salvin Ahmed, but they are what they are. I mean, there's a reason that they're low draft picks or free agent signees because, you know, they are what they are. So if you watched that Titans game and you were like, man, I'd like to have Ryan Tannehill, you might have him right now. But if you don't have a Derrick Henry or something along the way of weapons, then it's just different.
Derrick Henry makes his job easier, but I'd go deeper. Why did Tom Brady want Leonard Fournette to come over? And why does he have Ronald Jones Jr.?
Right.
Why did Drew Brees eat with Alvin Kamara?
For years.
Green Bay. What's the boy's name? Aaron Jones?
Jones.
That had four touchdowns. Why do all these great quarterbacks want a great running back? To take some damn pressure off of me being great every single snap of the game. Tannehill, like you said, third medium, fourth and short. Tannehill's athleticism can come out.
Yep.
But without Derrick Henry, he's not getting a fourth and short. 100% I agree with you. I know what you're getting at. And if you can't see that, you're crazy. Great quarterbacks with a great running back, it even makes them greater.
That's right. That's right. So I watched it last night. We won some money. Solana had us on the Tennessee Titans plus 6. Buffalo loses outright, which is great for us in the division. What's that make the Dolphins now? How far back are they?
4. Last place.
All right.
Yeah. The Jets are in front of us.
is that so?
They had a bye week, though, so they're 1-4. Oh, okay. We're 1-5. Right. We have more losses.
So we're in striking distance on the Jets is what you're saying.
9-2. We're a 10-win team, baby. 11 games left.
That was a fun Monday night game last night.
I love what it gets me physically upset. My wife even asked, like, what's wrong with you? People get out of Derrick Henry's way.
It's crazy. You have to make – they were saying it last night. Sometimes you have to make a business decision when he is headed at you full steam.
Yes, and I love Greg Rousseau. Did you see Greg Rousseau a couple times on that edge?
Yeah.
Come on, Derrick. Let's go up the field.
I wouldn't get in front of him.
Bro, I'm like – he's 240 running 21 miles per hour. That is a mistake. When he was made, God made a mistake.
It's crazy.
Putting that kind of power and speed into that frame.
It's crazy how much speed he has because you look at him and he does not look it, and it's crazy. But that Tennessee team, I don't know. You know, Bills team, I don't know. Like, there's some question marks. There's some good teams out there. But if Derrick Henry's doing that, all bets are off with Tennessee, as you saw a couple seasons ago when they went to the AFC Championship.
And so, another thing, just now we bring it back to the Dolphins, on that fourth and inches,
mm-hmm.
when we ran Malcolm Brown
out of the shotgun,
they put the ball in their quarterback's hands, and it didn't work.
Right.
It didn't work. But, hell, this is your starting quarterback. This is your franchise. Try to have Josh Allen win this game for you. And he failed. But I felt that's better than giving the ball to them, Malcolm Brown,
yeah,
out of the shotgun.
I would say, too, he slipped as well. I'm not necessarily certain that he wouldn't have gotten it. His leg came out from under him, and he wasn't out of the shotgun either. He was very close already to that first down.
So, Hawk, I know you're not, a football coach. You're not Andy
Reid. I'm not an X's and O's guy.
So when you need 4 inches, don't put your guy with the ball 5 feet away?
I don't know.
Okay.
Seems like it would be a no-brainer, but, mm-hmm. Everybody's got their own ideas.
I like your idea.
I was reading, who was it, Matthew Berry. He's like the fantasy expert at ESPN. But he said what you're hearing from a lot of people, which is it seems like the Dolphins' offense is just pulling stuff out of a hat. He said, when it comes to – now, he was doing it through the eyes of fantasy, but he's like, when you see what the Dolphins are calling on offense, it really looks like it's just random calls with no coherent idea of what they should be doing. And you can't argue that analysis, really, at 1-5 coming off a loss to Jacksonville.
I'll use our show as an analogy. Next segment.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do, Hawk?
Right.
We're
going to talk
with
Goldie.
Right?
Yep.
I don't want to. Let's talk about baseball. Solana?
And then
what do you want to do? And then
you call the actual segment in.
And now he says something. That's why you're pulling out a hat, because it's if there is a hat, there's four hands in the hat.
Yeah.
What are we all just going to pull? Oh, it sounds good. That sounds good. It does not work. That goes back to, we talked about it yesterday, the second and third quarters, the Dolphins' offense dies. It's because they're just, let's see if this works. What do you think, Stoogeville?
I think Dawn Aponte actually still gets a call on the and I don't even think she's been with the organization for years. But Dawn Aponte still has a say when it comes to the offensive play calling.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Let's get headlines. We have a loaded potato today. Goldie is going to join us. Panthers are in Tampa. Take on the hated Tampa Bay Lightning. And Spencer Knight will be in goal tonight. We're going to play some Twin Peaks, talk about it Tuesday. We always do that on Tuesdays. And the glove, Gary Payton, will join us today. We will celebrate the opening of the NBA season with an NBA champion, Miami Heat NBA champion.
That's old school nasty.
That is old school nasty.
I can't wait to talk to Gary.
I was thinking about, what about Gary Payton in a COVID year where there's no fans, so you could hear everything that's going on the court? It probably would have been bad for him.
They'd have to bleep games.
Yeah, like just the whole game would be muted. But Gary Payton will join us today. We'll get to the Don Bailey Jr. calls today as well. DBJ and Joe Zagacki worked 3 calls into the game Saturday, and we will review them today. So give you some entertainment with a down hurricane season. We're still bringing you hurricanes entertainment. So.
Come on now. I saw a couple of them from Vic Bermudez with our play-by-play.
It's good stuff.
I love it.
Good stuff. And Solana is telling me that he created a banger. He created a banger today with one of the lines. So,
oh,
yeah,
thank
I'm pretty you. Excited. So let's get to headlines here to start out the show. Headlines with our own Dawn Aponte.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Also brought to you by Exergen. Accuracy matters. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so make sure you have an accurate thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by science, it is the accurate thermometer you need and can trust. Be vigilant and learn more at Exergen.com. Panthers Lightning is a 7 p.m. puck drop today in Tampa Bay. Remember, Spencer Knight will get the start in the net tonight.
All right.
Bucks Nets, they open up the NBA season, 7:30 p.m. start time. Last I saw, Milwaukee's a 1-point favorite at home.
I kind of like that. I saw that too. I kind of like Milwaukee giving a point. I think if anything, Brooklyn is still dealing with hoo-ha. And I don't think they mind. Like, to me, quite honestly, if there's any team that doesn't care about opening night or the regular season, it's going to be KD and James Harden, like Steve Nash even. Like, he's just along for the ride at this point. And I would submit that Giannis wants to now cement what he started last season and build on a legacy of greatness, not be a one-off champion. So I like Milwaukee giving a point tonight.
James Harden still in Pillsbury Doughboy mode.
Right. I mean, he's having the time of his life.
Why? Why is he still in Pillsbury Doughboy mode?
Have you seen him?
You seen him? He's thick. I don't know how he loses this weight. I wish I knew his trick.
Up and down, man. He is like a yo-yo. He's a yo-yo dieter.
And Giannis dropped 50 in his last time on the court.
Yeah.
You think he wants to drop 12 tonight after dropping 50 last time?
I just feel like Milwaukee – I think Giannis takes everything seriously. I think he's got a little bit, like LeBron takes that kind of stuff seriously. I'm with Milwaukee laying a point tonight, but I'll probably have to defer to our gambling expert, Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, you want to take the Nets tonight. KD is still very sour about how that season ended. They were inches away from closing out the Bucks on the road. Remember, they had a lead in that series. And let's be real, guys. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I'll remind you once again, Milwaukee Bucks. Sure, NBA champions, but really, I mean, really, Milwaukee Bucks, were they the best team in the NBA last year? I don't think so. I don't think that championship counts. I think it has an asterisk next to it. And I think KD comes out tonight and reminds them not only who's the best player in the NBA, but who the best team in the Eastern Conference other than the Miami Heat is.
Okay. It's asterisk.
I don't think he knows.
Lakers-Warriors. That's at 10 p.m. tonight.
Yep. Yep. I don't know what to think about the Warriors, so I got to lay off that.
What about the Lakers, though? It's a lot of hate.
I wanted to ask Gary Payton there when he joins us today, because that Lakers team, you add Russell Westbrook, and now and Rondo's on that team again.
Dwight Howard, it's all the veterans.
Howard, I mean, it really the
Melo and Melo there.
Melo,
old man from Squid Game. He's on that. he's on that roster. Old man.
Russ as number three is going to be so nasty.
Is he?
Yes. Russell Westbrook is your number three?
Is he the number three, though, is really my question.
Yeah, if AD and LeBron are healthy, hands down, he's number three.
But I think LeBron is the kind of guy that pulls AD aside before the season and says, we make sure Russ is the number one for the first few months of this season. Like,
let him carry us through.
That's right.
Yeah. So now he has to prove he's a what? I still like it. Now he got to prove I can carry these other All-Stars. I still like the Lakers.
Heat Bucks is at 8 p.m. on Thursday, just a reminder. Right. You guys saw Ben Simmons suspended for one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Doc Rivers says he threw Simmons out of practice today, wasn't engaged. There seemed to have been a cell phone incident as well.
That was yesterday, yeah. Yesterday he was practicing with the cell phone. It was visible in his pocket. He didn't seem to be having fun out there.
He doesn't want to be there.
He's doing the Jimmy Butler thing in Minnesota, right? But he doesn't have Jimmy Butler swagger.
No.
So it's going to come off like Jimmy Butler, when he did that in Minnesota, came off as badass and look out. Ben Simmons, it's going to come off as petulant and soft.
Yes.
It's going to be the same type of stuff. But there's going to be two different reactions to it just because of their personalities. And I would have defied. Who was it? Was it the Butcher that was the head coach in Minnesota when
Tibbs?
When he was there that practice.
Yeah,
I would have defied Tom Thibodeau to suspend or to kick Jimmy Butler out of that practice, because Jimmy Butler would have taken all the windows with him.
it would have been a fight.
Yeah.
What's worse, a cell phone in the pocket or having a $20,000 Rolex on at practice?
Because the Rolex is badass, in my opinion. The cell phone in the pocket is
baby.
Soft. Like, yeah, it's funny. The the two are going to be perceived totally different.
The perception of me of Ben Simmons is, you don't want me here, and I don't want to be here. So why am I? Right. Jimmy is, man, y'all MFers better tighten up. I don't want to be with these stars.
Right.
Like, yeah, the whole
I'm
going to
show
perception.
You why I don't want to be here.
But
I'm going to show you why I don't want to be here. Hey, the third team, come with me. Let me show you why I don't want to be here, where Ben Simmons is just like.
If Ben turned to the third team and said, hey, y'all, let's go play these starters. Sit your goofy ass down, Ben. It's just not the same thing.
It also helps that Jimmy Butler can hit a jump shot. Let's be real.
You know what would be great? If Doc Rivers suspended him by calling him on his cell phone during practice. He picks up, you know, hello. Hey, it's Coach. How's it going, man? Yeah, you're suspended. Aren't you right there at half court? Yeah, yeah. See me? Yeah, beat it.
Take it easy. Enjoy yourself. Wonder if he picked his cell phone up. That would be OG. If the video we saw, he actually picked his phone up and walked off to talk to his agent, that would be an OG moment.
I told you yesterday, I would have loved to have seen him, like, you know, guarding someone with one hand on the cell phone and one hand up. Huh? Yeah. Do that? Yeah.
About 25 minutes left. I'll be over there. Yeah, yeah. Where we going? Where we going? Twin Peaks?
We're going to Jim's or Pat's? Jim's or
Pat's? Switch, 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 where we getting switch.
Switch. Switch. He switches the cell phone from the right hand to the left.
He's too big to. I'm sorry.
He's good.
He's
good,
too big,
man.
To be soft. You just said it. It comes off as soft. The man's 6'8".
I'm not calling
him
soft.
I'm sorry. 6'10", correct? 6'10". You know what Ben needs to do? If I was his homeboy, Ben, go slap somebody.
Oh, my God. Omar Kelly's buying Kirkland diapers now, I'm seeing on Twitter.
Oh, that's guaranteed rash.
Omar. Well, I mean, I've been going at it with him since this morning about, you know, the Kirkland orange juice and the pulp in the orange juice. But now he just tweets, for instance, Kirkland diapers are really Huggies renamed, same manufacturing, but let Mark Hockman sell you on branding, which I also believe in, but it's hard to knock the Costco hustle. That orange juice is fire. Hey, man, you're getting your kid Kirkland diapers?
Mm-hmm.
I got to call DHS.
Hey, you better get Kirkland Aquaphor too.
There's a whole bunch of calls I got to make, Omar. I mean, Kirkland diapers, really? And the branding thing. Hey, Omar, all you wear is Nike. Hey, Mr. Brand, brand mm-hmm. guy. I don't see you rocking the Marberries.
Get some Shaqs.
Yeah,
Omar.
Get some Shaqs.
Yeah, and his little daughter's beautiful too. Omar, don't do that to my girl.
Yeah, don't put her in the Kirklands.
Come on, they're gonna make fun of her at the nursery. She has the Kirklands on, Jim.
Those Kirkland diapers, they're made out of brown paper bags.
Yes.
That's not right.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The Lamborghini.
Hawk and Crowder.
Little talk for a Twin Peaks. Talk about it Tuesday. And just like that, the NBA is back. Get to Twin Peaks for the official tip-off of the season. Brooklyn and Milwaukee, 7:30, followed by Lakers-Warriors at 10 p.m. Twin Peaks is the best place for all things hoops. And I have a feeling, I'm just feeling, like we're going to be back at Twin Peaks in Davie at some point. I feel like we're getting closer.
Don't you tease me.
So,
I was there with the kids Saturday.
Well, if you want to get your Twin Peaks on tonight for NBA season opener, 7:30 is when Milwaukee and Brooklyn get it started. You get some delicious food and drinks.
And the wonderful ladies were asking about you.
Oh, that's so nice.
I forgot to tell you. They wanted like, oh, you have the kids here because my kids will come to our show lot. They were like, oh, you have the kids. Where's your buddy? I was like, tell them, we're coming back.
You tell them I'm thinking about them.
I told them you said, hi. I did, though. It was about four girls walked up. I was like, where's your
buddy? Tell your partner. He says, hi. All right, let's get to it. You have a big open for Talk About It Tuesday?
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Gourmet donuts or classic donut chains.
Talk about it.
If you're in the MLB, what would your walk-up song be?
Talk about it.
Coupon or coupon?
Let's talk about it. Courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks South Florida.
Wow. I wish you would have hit the music right as the thing ended. Instead of having that awkward silence.
Work in progress, bro.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes today.
All right.
How do you feel about this?
We've used this before.
Yeah.
We may have.
No, I know we have.
This was like Hawk or Turkey or one.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is like Hawk Orgeron or Ed Orgeron.
No.
Yeah, it was one of those,
no,
bro.
Yeah. No. No, because I have those labeled. No.
This is my kind of lyrics.
That's hot lyric.
There's like a Geico duck in there or something.
I'm going to start off strong here. I think this has the potential to be the best Talk About It Tuesday topic ever.
All right. All excited.
Jurassic Park, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, and The Shawshank Redemption. Four classic movies. Iconic movies.
Mm-hmm.
They were all in theaters at the same time in October of 1994.
Mm,
so 27 years ago, Jurassic Park, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, and The Shawshank Redemption were all in theaters at the same time. If the three of us were to rewind back to 1994 and you had one movie ticket and you could choose one of those movies
well,
to
go see.
Well, wait
a second. Am I my age now or am I my age in 1994?
You're your age right now.
Oh, okay.
But we're getting in a time machine. We're
right.
Going back to 1994.
Okay, I'm just checking. Just checking.
And you can only see one of these movies for the first time, by the way. You've never seen any of these movies.
Well, then how would I be able to make that choice?
Can you just choose one of the movies,
please? But that takes away what the like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, isn't this based essentially on what we like the most? Like, if
yes.
We've never seen it before, how do I make that choice?
If you could choose one of these movies to see.
Is it an IMAX theater? No, that makes a difference for Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
But Jurassic Park, I would love to see that again in the theater with the, you know, huge sound and all that. But if it's just a regular theater with regular sound, this is a different.
But you wouldn't know what Jurassic Park is yet.
Well, if we don't know, if we've never seen the movies before, this is a dumb topic.
Well, you're going back in time with the knowledge you have now. But okay. Once you get back to 1994.
But why would I go back in time? Wouldn't I go back with knowledge and utilize that knowledge to, I don't know, make money or to see something that, like, if I go back in time, why would I want to get dumb about something? I don't like the premise of the talk about it.
I guess the question.
We have a time machine. I'm going to sit in a sports book and get paid.
Right. I mean, you're going to see me at Gulfstream next to Devo.
It's the six, Defo. Trust me. It's the six.
Trust me.
All right. So clearly not the best question in Talk About
It
Tuesday history.
It wasn't bad until you started, you know, you start talking. You want to make it longer and you want to, but you ruined the premise of it.
All right. Just choose one of these four movies. Jurassic Park, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, or The Shawshank Redemption.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
This your thing, Solana. Can I clean it up a little bit?
Please.
These four movies were released in the same week in 94.
They were all playing at the same time.
All playing 94. At the same time. We're sitting here today. Out of those four, you have to pick one. You can't watch the other three for the rest of your life.
So you got to pick one of those. You can watch it as often as you want for the rest of your life, but the rest of them you'll never see again.
Yep.
And it's Pulp Fiction, Jurassic Park, Forrest Gump, and Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
I go with Shawshank. Because I still watch Shawshank. I did stop on Forrest Gump over the weekend, but I can pass Forrest Gump. Jurassic Park, I love. And Pulp Fiction, I love as well. But for me, Shawshank has proven over the years it's something that I can watch over and over and over. So I would say Shawshank Redemption.
There's other dinosaur movies. Actually, there's other Jurassic Park. So I can see dinosaurs running around.
Sure.
They're out. Oh... It's between Pulp Fiction and Forrest Gump for me.
What?
I know.
You love Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction's your all-time favorite movie.
It is, but you know what? You're right. I'll go with Pulp Fiction. I was just thinking something. It's more to it. Like Pulp Fiction, I just like people getting cussed out the whole time. And Samuel
it's a great
Jackson
movie. There's
character.
No question about it.
I just think there's a little more to Forrest Gump. Just all the different historical pieces in there. And I can watch Forrest Gump with my kids right now and in 20 years. It's going to be 20 years before I allow my kids to watch Pulp Fiction. I can't watch, let an 18-year-old watch Pulp Fiction.
Right. Hey, let me tell you something. Shawshank Redemption is no great shakes, you know, down in the laundry room.
I know. It wasn't fun for right. anyone.
Can you clean it up for the next one, Solana? Crowder had a great question there.
Yeah, that was good. I should have consulted you on that. By the way, you're all wrong, because Pulp Fiction, not even top five Tarantino movie. Shawshank Redemption's too boring to watch for the rest of your life. It's a great movie,
but I
it's
watch
just
it
too,
all the time,
too slow.
So how can you say that?
And Jurassic Park, not only is it a great trilogy, now there's spinoffs to it, and you wouldn't understand the premise. You really, truly wouldn't understand all these other movies and have an appreciation for them without the first one.
Did
so
you
the
just
obvious
call Shawshank Redemption boring? You called Shawshank Redemption boring? It's a boring movie.
It can drag on at points.
It's
excellent
a boring
movie.
Movies
excellent
in
movie.
Guantanejo.
What they were
Zin Guantanejo.
There are slow points.
No.
It's one of those movies where you wouldn't mind falling asleep halfway through, waking up at the end.
Shawshank Redemption?
I don't know about that, Solana.
Bro.
I could miss the laundry room.
Well, sure.
The library.
Andy Dufresne wishes he missed the laundry room.
I'd like to get popcorn that time of the movie. You wouldn't understand a dinosaur movie without seeing Jurassic Park, Solana.
You need to see the first one.
You don't
one.
Need this. For the little man to tell you that they drill in the amber to get the blood out of a mosquito's butt.
You need to see the first
you don't
one
need to, see that
to have an appreciation for
here.
The other ones. You need to. You need that first one where everything goes wrong.
All right, get to another topic. I don't know what's happening here.
Kanye West? He legally changed his name. You guys saw this? To
yeah.
Just Ye.
Ye.
Hmm. I think it's Ye.
No, it's not Ye. It's Ye. Everyone knows he's Ye.
Yeezys.
Kanye.
Yeah,
Kanye.
I know it's Kanye. It's Ye. Everyone calls him Ye. Mm.
Ye would be Kanye.
No, I get it, but it's Ye. It's Yeezys. They're not Yeezys.
They're not Yeezys. Yeah.
No, I understand that.
Ooh.
But nobody calls him Ye.
Everyone calls him Ye.
Calls no himself one. Ye.
No. This is the guy that thought Suge Knight was a nightclub called the Suge Knight.
Yeah.
And then didn't know
right
it was Suge Knight.
Oh, I'm going to ride with Hawk.
And
I'm,
now
I'm
he thinks
pretty,
Kanye West is called Ye.
I'm a pretty Yay. Big Kanye West fan.
Yay.
I'm a pretty big Kanye West fan.
Yay.
I know it's Ye. Seen him in concert six times.
I wish I could solve it. I can't stand Kanye West. I hate him and anything he touches.
That's fine. I know he's polarizing. Like I'm not
no,
even
not
defending
polarizing.
Him.
He's full of crap.
I think changing his name to Ye is stupid, but
he didn't change his name to Ye.
He
so.
Did. Is Ye? He has an album called Ye. Yeah.
He has shoes called Yeezys.
So?
So why would he call? Why wouldn't he call them Yeezys?
Because it's not Yeezys. There's two E's. It's Yeezy. You think? He named himself Ye?
Yes.
How much you want to bet?
Whatever you want to bet.
Okay. You realize he calls himself Ye in songs. He refers to himself as Ye. He has an album called Ye.
Yay.
He's
Yay.
He's excited.
Here's Don Bailey Jr. introducing Kanye West.
Yay. So he doesn't have a middle or last name anymore. He says it's, quote, for personal reasons. But I'll ask you, if you were forced to change your name right now, what would you name yourself?
Talk about it. Artie the one-man party.
Sebastian Janikowski.
You have another question.
Artie and Sebastian next. 560 WQA.
Sebastian Janikowski.
Over 40% of adults who plan to dress up for Halloween this year still don't know what their costume is going to be. Do either of you have any idea what you will be dressing up as this Halloween?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Well, I'm not, first of all, so I will not be dressing up for Halloween, but I would be Old Man from Squid Game. Love that guy.
But your son is old. You didn't dress up when DJ was
younger? Yeah, but he's 17. I'm not dressing up now. You want to know what I dressed up when he was 9?
Yeah.
I was, I don't know. I was probably wearing this Dodgers jersey. I went as Rick Monday.
You look more like a Matt Kemp to me, but it's just... just my opinion. I'm going to be something out of Black Panther because I'm always going to be something out of Black Panther because my kids always want me to be something out of Black Panther.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to be, Solana?
You know, I won the certificates right here, Best Costume Award, at our Odyssey costume party 2 years ago when everybody was in studio as the Granny Wolf. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going as Granny Wolf again.
Saving money, too.
Steven, what about you? You dressing up for Halloween?
Nah, but I always have, this Gumby costume that's in my closet.
It's so there on standby?
Yeah, it's just on standby. If there's a party, I just rock that.
Yeah, I've got a 70s button-down shirt. I think that's what I wore to the thing when you wore the thing.
Yeah.
A little medallion. I got the chest hair out. I'm 70s guy.
Little
70s
fro.
Guy. Yeah. Little fro. Little John Lennon glasses. Yeah.
I have a picture of Hawk. He has a hamburger meat all hanging out.
I was doing my 70s thing.
My dad. Big Randy. He couldn't do this nowadays. 14 Halloweens in a row when we were kids. He would put flour all over his face. Put a shower sheet around him, and he was a ghost. Because he's so big, he couldn't put a regular sheet.
I thought you were going to say he was Scarface with the pile of coke all over his nose.
He would. He's showing us a Gumby.
Gumby.
And now it's like he'd come back. Worry about me, fella. I'm good, guys. I'm good. Same thing every time. Shower curtain around him, flour on his face. He was a ghost. Worst ghost in the history of time. Every single year. He's coming down here this Halloween.
Is he?
Big Randy's coming in.
So he'll go trick-or-treating with your kids?
Yes. And if he tries that again, I'm going to have to tell him, Daddy, it's 2021. Tighten up, son.
I can't wait. You have to let him.
No, he can't do that.
You have to let him.
That's his go-to. Or guacamole chef.
He's table-side guacamole guy. You push the table. He's got the dish, the thing.
Got to do the horse, champ. The big ones.
49% of Americans say they would be interested in traveling to space. It's becoming more popular now. I know mostly amongst billionaires, but...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But we can foresee a time in, I guess, the near future, 20, 30 years, where... space travel would cost, I don't know, $50,000 to $100,000.
I think it's going to be less than that, and I think it's going to be less time than that. Yeah. These are these 12-minute flights just to the, the very...
stratosphere.
Is it the stratosphere? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Let's not go with him.
I don't know. But you could get a flight to the stratosphere in Vegas, a crappy hotel, but, I mean, that's cheap. But, no, I think within 10 to 15 years, it'll be, when I say affordable, $12,000 to fly into space.
Well, this survey asked people if they would pay $100,000 to make it happen. I'll drop it here to, whatever, $20,000. Would you save up and spend $20,000 to go to, the edge of the Earth and technically be in space for, 12, 15 minutes?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I don't have that desire right now. Still a little too early on in the process, so I'm gonna wait that one out. like when blimps were going to be the new form of travel, and then the Hindenburg, I think, was blimp number one, and oh, the humanity. I would like to experience weightlessness. I think that seems cool, and you get 2 to 3 minutes of weightlessness. That to me seems cool, but yeah, I don't foresee myself. In my lifetime, I don't foresee myself ever doing it, no matter what the price is.
Same as you. I'm not going to be a gerbil. I need to be on the 270,000th flight to go up there. So I'm going to let a bunch of people be the gerbils. And to be honest, like 12 minutes for 20 grand, that's too high of me. And what do? Like you're saying, you go up there, you float a little bit, you come back down. You know they can suck the air out of these little canisters.
Well, they have those places, the indoor skydiving places. I guess you kind of experience it.
At the NASA thing in
JFK, Cape Canaveral.
Cape Canaveral.
At JFK, the airport in New York.
Kennedy Space Center, whatever.
at JFK, ladies and gentlemen, either LaGuardia or JFK, wherever you want to experience weightlessness. Head on over to one of the airports, maybe Teterboro, if you're running short on time.
But just, you fly up, I don't know how long it takes to get there, 20 minutes. You're up there for 10 minutes and you're back down in 20 minutes. That's not worth $20,000. No, that seems boring.
Not for me, but I there's plenty of people. I think it'll be a huge market. But.
You're in space.
You get to experience the power of a rocket lifting up. Like, it has to feel... like, unlike anything you've ever experienced in your life, I just have never had that desire. Yeah. Now, I'll land an airliner. All right, one more. One last one, Solana.
You've never done Mission Space at Epcot Center?
I don't want to do that crap. I don't like that ride.
I don't like that. That's the one that just zips you around.
No, it produces actual G-force.
Right, by zipping you around.
Does it zip you around?
Yeah, that's how it produces it.
Tell me some bad Martians up there.
All right, one last one, Solana. Make it count. Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday, by the way. Again, the NBA is back. Get to Twin Peaks for the official tip-off of the season tonight. Nets and Bucks, 7:30. Lakers and Warriors at 10. Twin Peaks is the best place for all things hoops.
Let's stick with hoops then. The NBA season, as you just mentioned, starts today. Let's do it. Let's pick our early NBA champion.
Talk about it. I'm going to ask that of Gary Payton in the 4 o'clock hour. My early pick for NBA champion. I hadn't thought about an answer for myself. I do think the Lakers are very good. Brooklyn, to me, you can't pick them because you just don't know. I do like Milwaukee still. I'm going to go with a repeat by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
You said mine the first one. I think the Lakers, with all the additions they have, the OGs, this might be LeBron's last chance, and they have guys that can carry them through the season to keep AD and Bron healthy. I think the Lakers win it this year.
You both have no guts.
I know who you're going to pick.
Zero guts. And you saw Bobby Marks today. He picked the Miami Heat. I mean, you're both missing guts. It's the Miami Heat. Heat season is back. Kyle Lowry. The big three.
Who's that again?
It's the Miami Heat. They're the ones winning the NBA championship this year.
Is there a guy jumping off a building?
Dude on the roof. Is he jumping or fixing something?
I don't know. I saw it in that reflection there. I saw a guy walk up to the roof and throw his legs over. You see it in this?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can see it.
And I didn't know what the hell was going on.
But he's 11 feet off the ground. What's he going to do, sprain an ankle?
I don't know. He's fixing a sign.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know how – I don't know. That scared me. I was like, what am I looking at here? That guy must be listening to this segment.
You should go to be the negotiator and talk to him.
Hey!
Not worth it, fella.
All right. Well done, Solana. Gary Payton is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We got to get to the Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki calls today. We got to get to our Dolphins question of the day, too. Maybe we'll do that in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tell Trey Young I said hi.
Hawk and Crowder.
Gary Payton, NBA champion with our Miami Heat. Yes, I call it our.
Yes.
Hall of Famer, 9-time All-Star, NBA Defensive Player of the Year, an Olympic gold medalist. The accolades go on and on. I don't have enough time to go over everything.
Just a dog.
A dog.
That's so you can say that. You know what it
Gary
is.
Gary Payton is with us today, courtesy of Napjitsu. Awaken your inner ninja with Napjitsu's patent-pending energy and performance-enhancing products. Napjitsu now provides 2 times the energy of a cup of coffee and is sustained for more than 5 hours, while the nap products help you optimize your power nap and then wake back up without any grogginess. Go to napjitsu.com or Amazon, and if you enter the promo code GaryPayton15, you get 15% off all products. How about that? Gary Payton is joining us now. Hello, Glove.
How you guys doing?
We're good. No napping during the interview. We want
I'm not going to nap. I'm going to nap afterwards.
All right. Fair enough. NBA season starts tonight. And so I'll start with this one. We talked about it a little bit earlier. But who, in your mind, who's the team to beat this NBA season? Because you got LeBron and AD, and they add Russell Westbrook to the Lakers, and Giannis, obviously, defending champion in Milwaukee. There's Brooklyn and our Heat, you know, with Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. So heading into the season, who do you think is like the premier team in the NBA?
Well, you know, the premier team to me still is the Milwaukee Bucks because they're the champs. And with Giannis down there, I still think that they're going to be that team. The Lakers are a team that, you know, they've added a lot of veterans. They added a lot of things. And they got to be the team to beat in the West if they stay healthy. If they stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? Miami fell off after the bubble. I don't know what happened. But now that they done added Kyle Lowry, I think this is going to give them a boost with Butler and all of them together. So I'm just saying, I just think that Milwaukee is that team that you got to beat, you know, in the East. And then in the West, I think it's the Lakers team.
You call them veterans, Glove. Some people just call them old with the Lakers. Like Melo, you know what I'm saying? LeBron's in year 18. Are they too old or are they seasoned vets?
With this league, with this type of basketball now, I don't think it's anything is too old. As long as you can play the game and stay with it. LeBron spends too much money on his body for not. I think he's more in shape than most of the young guys that's coming out right now. I think Carmelo does the same thing. I don't consider him old. I consider them, they can still play, they can still put it in the basket, they can still do the same things. You know, they might not be that person that they were when they first got in the league, but they're still a legit basketball player, especially with the three-point shooting. It's not as physical as it was when I was playing. This game is not like that, and I think these guys can withstand that, and I think they're a legit team to get to beat, and that's just the way it is. They're a legit team to beat, and I don't think they're old. I just think they're seasoned, and with this type of basketball, they can be okay in this league.
Gary Payton is with us. NBA kicks off tonight. What about your preseason pick for MVP? If I pressed you on that, who you think is going to be the MVP coming out of the NBA season?
Oh, I like Luke a lot. I think that kid is up on an uprising. He's doing things. I'm going to go with the younger kids. I think Booker is right there with that Phoenix team. They did an amazing job last year, and I don't think they're finished. They are a team that they think that they need to prove something. They should have won a championship. I think them two, to me, are the best because they're going to lead their basketball team, especially with Chris Paul making Booker better. I think that he's prime time. He can score the basketball. He can do a lot of things. But I think them two are front candidates in my opinion.
And Gary, the nickname, the Glove, everybody knows it. Who's the Glove now? Not the defensive MVP. Rudy Gobert, he's good, but he's big. Who's the Glove now? Who can walk out on that perimeter and lock down whoever they send up with the ball?
You know what? To me, it's one guy that reminds me of that a lot, and that's the kid down in Boston, Smart. I think that he is a premier player, that he will lock you down and make sure of it, and will talk to you in the same sense and get into your head. I think he does a great job on the ball. I think that he pressures you and he creates a lot of havoc, and I like the way he does that. And I think he best solidifies me now in the NBA.
And you talk about the talking. We were talking about you before you came on and just your edge you play with. Do you have a lot of enemies that you played against? Because, bro, if you Google yourself, man, you were fighting, talking in people's faces your entire career. You got a lot of friends?
Yeah, I got a lot of friends. You know what? That's a good question. Everybody will say, man, do anybody like you now? And you know what? People like me more than they did when I was in basketball. Because that's just the way I played. That was just my grind. My father had me play that way. And it's just something I did. But we left it on the floor. That was being competitive. And I think that was the competitiveness of us all the time. And it's no love loss. You know, we was all on the floor trying to do the same thing. We were trying to get what we had to get. And that's what it was. And I'm friends with everybody, you know. Chris Charles, you know, I just talked to him the other day. You know what I'm saying? And his son is married to my daughter. So, sure, man, I got friends. Charles Oakley, that's one of my best friends. So, you know, I talk to everybody. It's not like no love lost. We let all that go 20 years ago.
You're a Heat champion, the 06 team. You've got that Heat DNA. You talk about, you know, aggressiveness and the love of competition. Jimmy Butler obviously has fit in perfectly with the Heat culture and the Heat DNA. How do you think Kyle Lowry is going to do in Miami? Coming from Toronto, he's a superstar. How do you think he does in the Heat culture realm?
I think he's going to be great. I think Pat Riley didn't go get him for just nothing. I think that he's seen something in Kyle. He's played against him all in the East for a long period of time. I don't think Pat goes and get players that he doesn't think that will fit into Miami Heat culture. I think him and Butler will be great together. Now you have a legit point guard that can get you people to basketball, like Butler, like the Hero, all of them guys, like the Bams. They're going to get them to basketball, and plus he can score the basketball. So that's what the Heat needed. They needed a player that in that type of caliber, and they have him. And I think Pat Riley knew that he couldn't miss an opportunity of picking this kid up, and I think that's why Kyle wanted to go there too. And that's going to be a great marriage. I think they're going to give a lot of havoc like they were in the bubble. They're going to give a lot of people a lot of trouble.
And so when you look at this Heat team with Bam and Jimmy and Kyle Lowry and Tyler Hero seems reinvigorated, had a great preseason, and the other ancillary pieces, can they compete in the East? I mean, we don't know Brooklyn because we don't know about Kyrie, but Brooklyn and Milwaukee, Philadelphia, I guess now is a question mark because of Ben Simmons gets suspended today. Like, what can the Heat be an upper echelon team in the East?
Absolutely. I already think they're in the top three. They have to be. You know what I'm saying? As you look at it, I think the Milwaukee, and then you go with the Brooklyn, if they be there, them the two top teams. You know Toronto has fell off. You know, them type of teams. Boston, we don't know how that's going to work out or pan out. But I think Miami is that team in the top three. They are that third-tier team that can beat a lot of people. If you look at their roster and look at the players that they have and what they did 2 years ago, and how did they get into the championship? Yes, if they get back to that form, I think there will be a tough out in any playoff matchup against anybody. And I think that for sure. You know, I don't think the Indiana team is right there yet. But I'm just saying this team is a good, legit basketball team that can be and that is in the top three, in my opinion.
And, GP, what's your take on the Ben Simmons thing? Today, you know, Hawk just brought it up. He got kicked out of practice by Doc Rivers. You know, he didn't show up. Then he showed up and was wearing sweatpants with a big cell phone hanging out of his pocket. What's your take on the Ben Simmons saga?
Well, you know what? To me, it should have never got this far, point blank. It should have never got to this level. I think it's out of control now. I think that Philadelphia has to make a decision on what they're going to do. And my opinion is to move on. If he doesn't want to be there, you're making drama and you're making chaos come to a team that was supposed to win a championship, expected to win a championship, and be competing in the East. We forgot to talk about them in the East in Philadelphia with Miami just now because we see this. But I think that Philly has to make a decision and go ahead and move them, get some players in there that whatever you can get for him right now, I don't think you're going to get what you want for him. I think you're going to have to take this one on the chin. But get something in there that can help Embiid, because right now Ben has lost his teammates. And when you do that, that is hard to come back into an organization and play with players that don't trust you. And I think that that has happened. So why not just go on and let it go, get away, and let everybody be happy and build your team up from what you get and let him go to a team where he's happy and he can perform for them.
Gary Payton, again, courtesy today of Napjitsu. Awaken your inner ninja with Napjitsu's patent-pending energy and performance-enhancing products. Napjitsu now provides 2 times the energy of a cup of coffee and is sustained for more than 5 hours, while the nap product helps you optimize your power nap and then wake back up without any grogginess. You can go to napjitsu.com or Amazon and enter the promo code GaryPayton15. For 15% off all the Napjitsu products. And I'm guessing you think they're pretty good, that if I took a power nap and the nap product there, I would wake up and I'd be ready to roll?
You'll be ready to roll. You know, I didn't really think about this product as that until I started taking it. You know, I took naps anyway before games. So when I was taking naps, I would get up and it would take me a little time to get into my flow. But as taking this product, what I've done is when I get up, I have more energy, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, and I need that. And I need that type of situation, being older and in my 50s now. You know, I took a head job at Lincoln University here in the Bay Area, dealing with kids, and you got to get up and you got to stay up. I've been taking this, and I've got my energy back, and I can withstand with these kids. And I like this product, and that's why we're promoting it, because I believe in it. I wouldn't promote nothing that I didn't believe in. And I think this is the thing, that you get a nap, you wake up with a lot of energy, and you're great.
You know what, Crowder? I think you might need the Napjitsu now. Crowder became a vegan. I think he's lost all his energy. A vegan doesn't scare you, right, Gary? A vegan, Crowder, he doesn't scare you, right?
I'm 250 now, Gary. I'm eating vegetables.
Yeah, but you're a vegan. You're 250 of celery.
Hey, Crowder, I don't want you to pass out now. You're 250, man, but you got to get a little something in your body, man, to hold on to, man. You know what I'm saying? All that celery and all that green ain't going to work all the time, man.
That's what
I'm saying. Get
something
on your ribs, man.
I got some chickpeas.
That doesn't do it, man. Check out the website. It's napjitsu.com. Napjitsu.com. Gary Payton. Heat Nation still loves you, Gary. Thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate y'all, and I love Heat Nation down there anytime. They know they family. I won a championship there, and I had a great time for 2 years. Anytime y'all need me, let me know.
We appreciate it. Heat Nation does love Gary Payton, man. Yeah. Brought that first title here with Shaq and D-Wade. Mm-hmm. That was excellent. Says you got to get a little meat on your bones there. You can't
man,
be 250 of celery.
Tell the glove all my personal business.
250 of celery.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.
I am very, very excited to hear the Don Bailey Jr. calls from the...
Who the hell did they lose to?
North Carolina.
UNC.
Tar Heels.
But before, who? UNC? But before we get to them, let me talk to you about BNT Impact Windows and Doors, because we're getting closer to the end of the 2021 hurricane season. It's been so quiet lately. I don't want to jinx it. So just, but we're getting to the end of hurricane season. But you really need to think about protecting your home with Impact Windows and Doors. And now is a great time to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors and take that first step towards getting PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed in your home. That's the company my wife and I used at our home. And it really is a great feeling. They get those PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed, and you know that you're protected as a homeowner in South Florida. It just feels better. There's less stress during hurricane season. So I know you think, well, hurricane season's almost over. Maybe I'll wait. This is actually the best time to get the ball rolling, because then you give yourself plenty of time to have BNT Impact Windows and Doors get the permits and take all the measurements. And before you know it, the PGT Custom Windows and Doors are installed and they're perfectly functional by next hurricane season. And they've got a spooktacular window upgrade sale right now. You can receive $600 off all contracts signed by Halloween. So you got another 12 days or so. Contracts $12,000 or more qualifies for that. So call BNT Impact Windows right now at 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. So Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki, they do our funny calls, and this has not been a fun season to work in these calls, no question.
No.
But they have been gamers, and they did three on Saturday against UNC, and we'll have DBJ on this week. We'll give him some calls for the who is it? NC State this weekend?
NC State.
NC State this weekend. I've already checked out on hurricane season. Who? They play what? So they did three calls, and Solana also says that he put together now one banger or two?
One banger.
One banger off the calls that they have done. So without further ado, because I can't find it on my show sheet. Is it on my show sheet?
It's on your email.
Oh, it's on the email. Okay.
Trying to save some paper.
Okay. I mean, you gave me a show sheet with 18 pages. You're saving one sheet.
Single-sided.
This is what we gave Don Bailey Jr. This is from George Michael. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Great line. You weren't here, right, when DBJ was on with us last week, so
no.
You didn't get to hear his practicing of it. Never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. I haven't heard any of these, so go ahead. Let's hear how it sounded during the game.
5:56 to go, third quarter. Carolina 38, Miami 27. What's on your screen?
I'm never going to dance again. Wow. Guilty feet have no rhythm. I think that's what's on my
screen. Singing
cranium.
Was on your cranium? Myron Cope, the great Myron Cope. The Pittsburgh Steelers, he would did a talk show. He would say, "You're next. What's on your cranium?"
No idea who Myron Cope is. I know. Solana said to me earlier, goes, and Joe starts dropping references, I'm sure you'll get. I have no idea who Myron Cope is. I'm impressed, though, that DBJ sang it.
That was beautiful.
I thought it was going to be, you know, I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Let me hear his sultry sounds.
I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have no rhythm.
Rhythm.
That is sexy, right? I mean, that is sexy. We gave him, because it was opening night, Solana and I were at FLA Live Arena last Thursday when DBJ came on with us, and we figured to celebrate hockey opening night, we would give him the call that Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay did. You remember they took the tag team commercial and did Scoop, There It Is,
yes,
during a Panthers hockey broadcast? So we gave it to DBJ. We go, hey, look, here's what the Panthers radio broadcasters did.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop, there it is.
As Billy Lindsay,
yeah,
former Panther himself. So we said to DBJ, why don't you do it? Take back the mantle. You can't let Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay,
yeah,
steal your thunder. So you work that in, and so here's what happened with DBJ.
Van Dyke has it. They rush four in a stunt. Swings it left side in the flats, and it's caught at the 40. It's ninth to midfield. He makes one miss, and here we go. He's at the 30, 20, foot race to the end zone. 10, 5, touchdown. It's a touchdown for Knighton on the near side. He goes 60 yards on a third down play. And Miami is right back into this football game at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. Van Dyke tonight in the left flat, 60 yards for the score.
Outstanding play call by Rhett Lashley. Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough, and Joe Scoop. There it is.
Oh. with emphasis. And Joe had nothing left.
He told him to take back the mantle.
He did.
Yes.
He did it there. That Jalen Knighton is exciting, by the way, just as a Hurricanes fan looking for something to be excited about. Cam Harris going to be out for the rest of the season. There's, I mean, significant issues, but Jalen Knighton looked good Saturday.
Give him some more touches.
Give him as many touches as he wants. As many touches as he
45.
Wants.
45.
How about that? Scoop, there it is. Now, finally, we gave, and now we've given him this since last year, I think, right?
Maybe 2 years ago.
Maybe
but
2 years
tried,
ago.
We've tried to get him to do this
before. So who's the song? This is M.I.A. who's doing this verse.
The hook is M.I.A., but this is a T.I. and Ye song.
Yay. Swagger Like Us, as we always said, you know, yeah. U.M. So here's the M.I.A. portion. All right. Now, not only did DBJ do the call, but Solana says he has put together a banger out of that. I want to hear the call first.
Harley comes in motion. Van Dyke has it. Looks left. Looks for Harley. Drifts left side. Throws. Call.
Got it.
Grambo got it. He reaches up and makes a two-handed catch. Van Dyke rolling left and throws to his right. They convert on the two-point conversion. It's 45-42 in Chapel Hill. My goodness gracious.
No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger like us. Is that safe to say?
I'm speechless. What would Roy Kent say?
I like when he dropped the swagger like us. That was excellent. All right, so Solana, you win the lab today?
Yes, sir.
And this is a certified banger?
I think it's my best banger yet.
Ooh. Wow. All right, I am ready.
So much. Swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner.
Joe.
Swagger like us.
Joe.
Flow coded in February with extraordinary swag.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us.
Joe.
Is that safe to say?
I'm speechless.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very well done. If we don't get that to T.I., we are doing something wrong. We're going to get a cease and desist right back. That is fantastic.
Joe.
It just never ends. There's nothing there but echo, and it just never ends. Oh. It's overpowering. It jars from laughing. Play it again. Solana, I got to hear it again.
So much.
That part I could do without.
Swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner.
Joe.
Swagger like us.
Joe.
Flow coded in February with extraordinary swag.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us.
Joe.
Is that safe to say?
I'm speechless.
You know, it reminds me of the original Red Dawn, like the Soviet Union invades the U.S. and then they, you know, take all these political prisoners and they put them in these camps and they just kind of play messages from the Soviet Union to brainwash them. This is what you're going to, like, it strikes me as almost like a brainwashing type style of, you know, and it's just people in a room, they believe that there's a lot of swagger out there, and so they need to be reprogrammed. So it's some guy on a loudspeaker, you know, no one has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. And people are just hearing it 24 hours a day until when they walk out of there, they're like, you know, no one has swagger like us. Like, it gives me that Red Dawn vibe to it there.
So that thought, you might want to play that damn thing in the locker
room.
Well,
I was thinking maybe at the stadium. Like,
yes.
We walk out of there. We're hypnotized. One more time, Solana. Let's get brainwashed together.
So much.
Listen to this.
Swagger, swagger, like
you see a whole bunch of like political prisoners. It's an outdoor camp. And then this is just playing nonstop.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us.
Everyone, every prisoner's name is Joe.
Joe.
Joe. Joe. Joe. Hello, Joe. Joe.
Where's Joe?
It's just an unemotional delivery, right? No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us.
Joe.
That was very well done, Solana. And very well done by Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki. Again, everybody's killing it this year. Wow.
Yes.
All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We're going to need a Funky Buddha after that.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap.
Ryan's text.
We're laughing because we were telling Goldie in the last segment, the whole thing about the hats throwing on the ice, you know, for the hat trick and can you get your hat back, the reason that we were talking about it yesterday is because Ryan, one of the founders of Funky Buddha, Funky Buddha does very well, by the way,
yes,
wouldn't throw his hat on the ice because he had just paid $10 for it, which I understand, you know, first world problems, $10, but hey, come on, bro. You had a hat trick. We're talking about it there with Goldie in the last segment. We get a text from Ryan. It says, I'm in San Francisco. I'm getting texts about the stupid hat. Worst decision of my life.
You're welcome. Boy, it's something to be a friend of the Hawk and Crowder.
That is funny, man. So, extra special Funky Buddha happy hour because NBA season gets underway tonight, and it's a good little doubleheader. The Heat will get underway Thursday. And by the way, we had Gary Payton on with us, the Glove, in the 4 o'clock hour, and he was excellent. If you missed it, you can use the Odyssey app and go back and listen to it. But we asked him about his thoughts about the Heat being an upper echelon team in the East, and he said they are. He said, yes, they are. They're a top three team in the East.
He made a good point because we were talking about it, and then we started talking about Ben Simmons, and he was like, yeah, that's why we didn't bring up the 76ers mm-hmm. when talking
right.
about the East.
Right.
Because now they're having so much trouble. So did he say top three?
He said top three. I think he said Milwaukee was his favorite to come out of the East.
Yeah.
I think he said the Lakers to come out of the West,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I asked him I asked him who the MVP was. And I did, but now I'm just telling you what the interview was, and I'd rather have you go listen to it on the app. So if you don't have the Odyssey app, it's AUDACY. If you do have it, just about 4:15 today, Gary Payton was on with us. He was excellent. But the Heat will open the season on Thursday, but the NBA opens tonight. So we haven't made any official decisions on what we're betting tonight. Man, I really want to bet the Bucks. Solana wants to bet the Nets. Solana's got the hot hand, which is just one win, by the way. But in our gambling consortium, that's a hot hand.
It's a hot nail.
But that shows you how bad our gambling consortium is. That one win is a hot hand.
Man, Lakers, though. I like the Lakers.
You do like the Lakers.
Yes. Yes, you come together. I know health's the issue for the Lakers, but it's game one. Can they be hurt this fast?
They're 3.5-point favorites over Golden State.
Yeah, Lakers okay. cover that.
Maybe we'll do a little parlay or something tonight.
You got to do
fun.
Something.
And then the Panthers game tonight. So the Panthers will be on at 7 o'clock on 560 QAM. So you'll hear Doug Plagans on the call, and Panthers are in Tampa. We just talked with Goldie about it. But that's a big game, and all the times that they meet this season, it's going to be a big game. So Panthers game is on 560 QAM at 7 o'clock tonight. You get BetQL Sports for an hour after us. And then you'll have Ticket Rewind with Dan Day coming up on 790 The Ticket at 6 o'clock. While you were talking about the Dolphins card there, I looked at the Dolphins line just to see what it was, and it's still 2.5. Dolphins are 2.5-point underdogs at home Sunday. They host the Atlanta Falcons. How about this game, though? I just looked at it. The Arizona Cardinals, the undefeated Arizona Cardinals, host Davis Mills and the Houston Texans. You want to guess what the line is on that game?
13?
18. An NFL line, 18, and I think I would give it. Arizona looks so damn good, and Houston looks so damn bad.
They're blowing out people without their head coach on the sideline.
That's crazy. An 18-point favorite. Holy moly. All right, fun show today. Steve Goldstein was excellent there. Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday was great. The Don Bailey Jr. Joe Zagacki calls were beyond great. Solana's new banger, so good. And Gary Payton was on with us in the 4 o'clock hour. He was excellent. All that stuff is on the Odyssey app on the Hockman and Crowder podcast. That is going to do it for us tonight. Go Panthers. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday evening, and we will speak with you mañana.
Why is your jersey ashy?
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, you need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need. You need, need.
Oh, no.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.